Live from Delaware's News Center, you're listening to Delaware's Afternoon News. Here's Chris Carl.
Good afternoon. Partly sunny, 73 in Wilmington at 4:03. Well, on this anniversary of George Floyd's death, Delaware lawmakers introduced legislation focusing on law enforcement reform. WDEL's DJ McEnany reports.
Hard things are hard, but it is a fight worth having. These bills are important, meaningful reforms that will enhance accountability and transparency.
Attorney General Kathy Jennings says legislation introduced Tuesday, which targets the Delaware Law Enforcement Officer Bill of Rights and the use of force policy, have been a long time coming. Senator Elizabeth Lockman says there are some things on which the state just needs help catching up.
Delaware is in a minority of states that bar public access to these records. We are the only state in the country with a specific confidentiality clause, and that's what we hope to change, what I hope to change with this bill.
Senator Marie Pinckney says the bills help ease the pain of the day.
It is a very sombering day as we are recognizing the one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd, but it is also a hopeful day.
DJ McEnany, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Well, Delaware continues to see encouraging signs in the fight against COVID. State Public Health Director Dr. Carol Rattay says for the first time since establishing the current criteria, there are no zip codes listed as areas of concern. Positivity rates are down, though so is testing. Hospitalizations have dipped below 50 for the first time since August. Rattay says the state is still seeing the highest case rates in 18 to 49-year-olds who are the least likely to get vaccinated. 38.5% of Delawareans are fully vaccinated. Almost 90% of Delawareans 65 and older have gotten at least one shot. And the CDC says half of U.S. adults are now fully vaccinated. Well, the state is offering cash and other prizes for you to get vaccinated as demand decreases for the vaccine. Here's WDEL's Amy Cherry.
Some of the big prizes for anyone who gets vaccinated in the next month include biweekly $5,000 drawings, a vacation, and more.
A drawing for a full scholarship to a public Delaware university. Annual Delaware State Parks passes, tickets to Firefly, and prize packages for Funland, the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and the Delmarva Shorebirds down there.
But Governor John Carney says all who've been vaccinated since vaccines became available through June 30th are eligible for the biggest prizes of all.
$302,000 cash prize. And two low-number Delaware license plates only in Delaware. Would one of the biggest raffle items be a low-digit Delaware license plate?
We're told those low-number license plates are in the three digits. The vaccine incentive program is part of Delaware's effort to ensure that 70% of its population have received at least one dose of vaccine by July 4th. Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Well, President Biden will be in Wilmington late this afternoon, but just for a brief time, the White House hasn't released details of the president's visit. However, a viewing is being held for a longtime Biden staffer and family friend later today in North Wilmington. According to her obituary, Norma K. Powers Long went to work for then-Senator Biden's reelection campaign in 1977 and filled various campaign and staff roles until 2008. Long also helped raise funds for the Beau Biden Foundation. She was 75. The president expected to land in Newcastle around 6 o'clock this evening. Significant traffic disruptions along Route 141, I-95 through Wilmington, and on Concord Pike can be expected. The president will return to Washington around 7:30 this evening. Wall Street today lower, the Dow down 81 points. NASDAQ off just 4, S&P 500 down just 9. Still to come here on WDEL, experts say this allergy season is the worst we've seen in 20 years. Plus, potential bad news if you like to eat crabs. And traffic and weather together next. I'm Chris Carl. Thanks for joining us on WDEL.
Hi, it's Peter MacArthur, Delaware's Morning News. Every morning between 5:30 and 9, let us bring you the news you need to know, the stories that affect you and your family, along with breaking news, traffic watch on the nines, and your WDEL Weather Center forecast. At 9 a.m., we go next level with in-depth interviews and extended coverage on the hot issues of the day. Delaware's Morning News, 5:30 to 9, Delaware, 9 to 10, on AM 1150, 101.7 FM, and WDEL.com.
News, Sports, and Traffic Watch. WDEL News, Sports, and Traffic Watch, right in the palm of your hand. Download the WDEL News app to your phone today.
Today is John Robertson Day on WDEL. Give John a call or text and wish him a happy day.
Your forecast from the WDEL Weather Center. Cloudy skies tonight. Some patchy fog forming late around daybreak. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow's partly sunny, but a chance of showers and maybe some gusty thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high near 90. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tomorrow night. Then sunshine for Thursday, high 85. Rain expected on Friday, high near 73. Well, the Phillies continue their series in Miami tonight, having lost 7 of their last 9. No Bryce Harper in the lineup again tonight. In fact, the Phillies today putting him on the 10-day injured list for a left forearm injury. So it'll be a few days before Bryce is back. Vince Velasquez getting the start tonight for the Phillies. Our pregame coverage here on WDEL at 6:05. The Orioles continue their series at Minnesota tonight. The Blue Rocks are in North Carolina, starting a 6-game series against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the Pirates single-A affiliate. And the Eagles were back on the practice field today, the first of 10 sessions they'll host over the next couple of weeks. Allergies getting the best of you. Experts say this allergy season is the worst we've seen in 20 years. Dr. Rita Katru is an allergist at UCLA.
Very interesting. All of last year, we weren't seeing a lot of pollen allergy because, number one, people were indoors. And then when they were outdoors, they were wearing a mask. And we know that the mask was a cover and decreasing exposure to pollen.
And to make matters worse, doctors say all those watery eyes, the sneezing and sniffling can be expected to stick around for a while, with allergy season lasting longer than it has in the past. Federal officials bracing for a booming summer travel season, especially in the skies.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated and the pandemic restrictions ease, more people are returning to personal domestic travel.
During a briefing at Reagan National Airport today, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas noted ongoing COVID restrictions at airports. He advised travelers to be prepared and patient, and said unruly behavior over COVID restrictions will not be tolerated and can result in arrests and stiff fines. And there's a shortage of lifeguards around the country heading into the summer pool season.
Mati Eliyahu, owner of lifeguard training in Valley Stream, tells the Today Show hourly rates are increasing as incentives to get people to be a lifeguard.
3 years ago, they were getting $13, $14 an hour. Now camps are paying $17.25, $18, $20. $25 an hour per lifeguard.
Eliyahu's company has already trained 1,000 people this year. In addition, some companies are giving lifeguards bonuses who refer friends for training. Lisa G, NBC News Radio, New York.
Well, don't take a swim unless you see a lifeguard. That's the message from public officials in Ocean City, Maryland. As the temperatures begin to rise and more people head to the beach, lifeguards aren't scheduled to return until Saturday, but there were several reports of water rescues last weekend. As Delaware climbs out of the pandemic, there's some positive business news promising more jobs in the first state. 4 grants totaling just shy of $1 million will help 2 companies already in Newcastle County expand their operations here. Throughport Technologies is getting more than $550,000 to shift their operations from Alabama to their existing Newark headquarters, where they'll add 55 full-time jobs and renovate lab space. Old Dominion Freight Lines, meantime, is getting almost $400,000 while building out a $13.5 million facility in Bear, which will house their current Newcastle operations and employees while adding 20 new jobs. Some potential bad news if you like to eat crabs. There's a shortage of blue crabs in the Chesapeake. According to Maryland's Department of Natural Resources, there were 282 million crabs in the bay. Officials say the shortage is mainly among male crabs. That means there could be a spike in the cost, but experts are hoping it won't go too far into the summer.